KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 32 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the Atlantic School Board Monday approved a handful of contracts and or letters of assignment and one resignation. The board approved Emily Brown as the support instructional coach at Washington Elementary, Lisa Muncy as support instructional coach at Schuler and the middle school, and Jared O'Donnell as a support instructional coach at the high school. Mike McDermott was approved as the assistant JV baseball coach beginning with the 2015 season. He's been serving as the freshman baseball coach. Paul Dudley was approved as the ninth grade baseball coach. Bradley Schwenke was approved as the assistant soccer coach. And the board approved the resignation of Chelsea Ross as the eighth grade girls basketball coach. Ross is leaving to pursue further education. And the Atlantic School Board approved the 2015-16 fee schedule. Superintendent Mike Amstein said there were basically few changes to the fees for the upcoming school year. With the exception of school breakfast and lunch fees, the information for which was not available at last night's meeting, but will be presented before the board for approval at their meeting in April. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday a local man was arrested Saturday on an assault charge. 31-year-old Terrence McGill of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. McGill was booked into the Cass County Jail. And an accident Friday afternoon at 7th and Lynn Streets in Atlantic caused $6,500 damage. The APD says a vehicle driven by Brian Holmes of Shenandoah was traveling east on 7th Street at around 12:20 p.m. and was slowing to stop for traffic backed up from the light at the intersection of 7th and Olive. As he slowed down, his vehicle was hit from behind by a vehicle driven by Colton Williamson of Atlantic. A passenger in one of the vehicles complained of pain, but neither driver was injured. Authorities cited Williamson for failure to reduce speed and failure to have proof of liability insurance. Police in Creston report a Nebraska man was arrested Monday morning on drug charges. 26-year-old Justin William Miller of South Sioux City, Nebraska, was arrested at around 11 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. Miller was later released on $1,000 bond. A Red Oak man was arrested Monday afternoon after he was discovered inside of a residence breaking items. Red Oak police responded to a call of someone in a house at 107 4th Avenue breaking things at around 2:35 p.m. Monday. Upon arrival, officers arrested 35-year-old Kim Jack Douglas Trost, who was inside the residence. Trost will be charged with burglary in the third degree. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's officials in Mills County arrested 20-year-old Gage Stewart Bowles of Glenwood Friday evening on Locust Street in Glenwood. Bowles had been wanted on a warrant for gathering where marijuana is used. His bond was set at $1,000. Police in Glenwood arrested a man Monday morning on drug charges. 26-year-old John Pitts of Glenwood faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. And on Saturday, the Glenwood PD arrested 23-year-old Kelly Hall of Omaha on an OWI first offense charge. Hall's bond was set at $1,000. A woman from rural Clarinda was arrested just outside the Page County Sheriff's Office early Saturday morning after she showed up allegedly under the influence of alcohol. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 21-year-old Sky Lynn James was arrested at around 2:10 a.m. for public intoxication. The sheriff said deputies had been investigating an incident involving an assault that occurred late Friday night in which James was a suspect. Deputies spoke with James on the phone when she called the sheriff's office in between meeting with her at a residence and her arrival at the sheriff's office. James was advised during the phone conversation that if she came to the sheriff's office and was intoxicated, she would be arrested for public intoxication, as the matter could be handled when she'd not been consuming alcohol. She didn't heed the warning and was taken into custody. Authorities in Union County say a Lorimore man was reported on Sunday that someone had entered his storage unit in Lorimore and taken several items, among them various power and specialty tools, a cutting torch, and toolbox. The items were valued at $3,700. It's believed the theft took place over the past couple of days. Elsewhere in state news, Des Moines Water Works has filed a lawsuit against three northern Iowa counties, alleging that they are violating federal law by running drainage systems that contribute to high nitrate levels in rivers the utility uses for source water. Details of the lawsuit against Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties were released Monday. The Des Moines Register reports the lawsuit was filed on Friday and seeks reimbursement after spending $540,000 to operate a nitrate removal facility for 97 days this winter. Waterworks officials say the county's 10 drainage districts allow excessive nitrate levels into the Raccoon River, which is a primary central Iowa water source. In the lawsuit, the utility alleges such systems limit the area's drinking supply. The law firm representing the counties didn't immediately respond to a message seeking comment on Monday. Two Southwest Iowa residents are among those nominated as the top 10 in the Iowa Beef Industry Council's Best Burger Contest. The nominees include Downright Delicious in Clarinda and the Elms Club in Creston. The complete top 10 list can be found under this same story on the news tab at KJAN.com. Officials of the Iowa Beef Industry Council said Monday that Iowans had submitted more than 4,000 nomination votes between February 11th and March the 10th that selected the 2015 top 10 restaurants and their burgers. In its sixth year, Iowa's Best Burger Contest received nominations for 286 Iowa restaurants. The Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association counted the nominations that came in online via text and paper ballots. Saucy Focaccia in Cedar Rapids and the Cider House in Fairfield joined 102 other new restaurants being nominated for the contest. Those two, along with the Downright Delicious, are in the top 10 for the first time. Iowa's Best Burger Contest now moves to the next stage. All top 10 restaurants will be visited by judges who will evaluate the hamburgers based on taste, appearance, and proper serving temperature. The winner will be announced on May the 4th. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.